From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. It is hot out there, very hot. With an excessive heat warning in place through Saturday, many people are trying to stay out of the sun. But for people who are experiencing homelessness, this can be a bit more difficult, to say the least, which is why the local nonprofit Catch is requesting essential items to help keep this vulnerable community safe. So joining us now to talk more are Connor O'Hora, an outreach team lead with Catch, and Cassidy Landry, a former client of the program. I want to welcome both of you to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Connor, let me begin with you. For those who might not be familiar with Catch, can you tell us a bit about your nonprofit?
Yes. So our nonprofit has a few different programs that just try to help individuals who are currently experiencing homelessness and support them on their journey to housing. We have programs that deal specifically with families, as well as kind of manage a coordinated entry point for individuals experiencing homelessness to kind of access a variety of other community services as well.
Mm-hmm. So Cassidy, my understanding is that there was a time that you actually lived in your car and you were experiencing this during the heat of summer. Can you tell us about what it was like trying to deal with that extreme weather when you were still working on finding housing?
Yeah, so I became homeless in early January and was homeless all the way through October 1st. So I kind of got to experience both being homeless in the winter and in the summer. And I will tell you that living in my car in the summertime was by far the most excruciating thing I've ever done in my life. You are stuck in your car and there is no escape from it. You don't get to go home to your nice, cool apartment. And during the day, I would usually try to find a place to park underneath like a shaded tree. So that way to offer some sort of relief. But even with that, it really wasn't even, there was no relief. And I would sit in the back of my car every single day and try to stay as away from the community as I could, because, you know, you're so embarrassed and ashamed of your situation. And I would just Google, I'm not from this area. So I didn't know, the organizations. I didn't know, how to get to places. So I would Google things like how to be homeless in Boise, homelessness in Boise. And that's when I came across Catch. I came across Catch around May. So I'd already been homeless for a couple of months. And I, at first I thought that it was a scam. I thought it was unbelievable that there's an organization that could help me get out of homelessness, like the way that they were describing on their website. But I told myself, I said, well, you have nothing to lose. You may as well just call them and just see what they're about. So I did, and they called me in for, an assessment, and it turned out that I qualified, and they put me on their waiting list, and then come October 1st, I was housed, and now I sit in my nice, beautifully cooled-off apartment.
And that's got to be such a relief, right, Cassidy, being in your cooled-off apartment, as you say, in the middle of this heat wave that we're having.
Yes. And every summer now that the summer heat starts coming in, it always brings me back to that time frame of being in my car during those months, because like I said, it was such an excruciating journey for those summer months. And now that I'm home and I have air conditioning, it's something that is, I'm very grateful for every single day.
So Connor, with this heat wave going on right now, what items does Catch, what are you most in need of really right now?
Absolutely. So our outreach team is in the field 3 to 4 days a week, trying to provide really basic survival items to folks who may be unsheltered or living in their cars. Some things that really come in handy are simple things like water or refillable water bottles, sports drinks, things like that, that are easier for folks to stay hydrated, non-perishable food that our team can also distribute on the in the field. And then folks can also just support Catch financially to help us, make homelessness rare, brief, and non-reoccurring just through our website in general as well.
Connor, how big of a need is there out right now for these items, and how many people would you say you're helping?
It varies a lot. Our team does focus on folks who are experiencing unsheltered homelessness. And so folks who may not be able to access shelter, and we see that that population grow in the summertime. And people also tend to spread out, kind of what Cassidy was alluding to earlier, that it's not easy to find places to stay cool and to kind of stay off the radar. And so it really does vary a lot. Our outreach team will contact, anywhere from 10 people a day to 30 people a day through the various routes that we take throughout the county.
And Cassidy, I'm curious about what difference it made when you got involved with Catch, even though you said you started working with them in May, you were housed by October, but even just getting some of these items that Connor just mentioned.
They were lifesavers. I mean, when you have no income, you have no money, it is virtually impossible to work on to gain employment when you're in a situation like that. And it's organizations like Catch that I really depended on to receive, things like the water and things as like dry shampoo or little mini bottles of shampoo and just anything like that to help me survive in my car was extremely helpful.
Connor, how can folks find you if they're in need of any of these essentials and in need of help? I mean, I thought it was interesting what Cassidy said, right? That she said, "Look, I thought this was a scam because wow, there's a place like Catch." I mean, is that a common sentiment when people find you?
I think so. I think like a lot of our population has tried to access services before in the past and have been unsuccessful in doing so. And so a lot of what my team tries to do is to just develop that trust again. And these items are like crucial engagement tools for us to be able to do that. It's a lot easier for us to approach people when we have things to offer, and it kind of just breaks the ice, and we can talk a little bit more about what assistance is out there. As far as like easiest ways to access Catch and coordinated entry, we always direct people to our housing crisis hotline. And we also direct people just to come in and ask questions at our office on Americana Boulevard.
And Cassidy, before we wrap up, you mentioned you're in an apartment now, so you're in stable housing. What does life look like today versus what it looked like a year ago?
It is night and day different. When I was first initially housed, I just had a little pile of things in the corner of my living room that was in my car with me. And now my apartment is filled with, my kids and all of our things, and I am doing so well. I was able to get back into school, and I will be earning my bachelor's degree in social work actually this coming fall, and I plan on going for my master's. So I'm doing very well, and I don't credit it all to Catch because obviously, I put in my own work. But if it wasn't for Catch, I would have never had the opportunity to get where I am today.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking with us about this. And Cassidy, it's so good to hear that you're doing so well. We've been speaking with Connor O'Hora, Catch's outreach team lead, and Cassidy Landry, a former client of Catch, talking about this extreme heat wave that we're experiencing and the essential items that Catch needs, as well as how to get in contact with Catch. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.